The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action in Tipperary. A great card to look forward to there, with a mixed card of both flat and jumps racing, pattern races in both codes. And joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm very well, mate. Very well, Mark.
Good man. Right, today is Ark Day. We've got plenty of top class racing there. We've got a whole host of jumping domestically and a cracker in Ireland as well. What a day, Andy.
Yeah, fantastic day, isn't it? Yeah. It's a shame, really, in many respects, that this Tipperary card might sort of get swallowed up and lost in the hubbub of what goes on over in France. Of course, out the Triumph days, you've quite rightly mentioned good domestic meetings over jumps. But let's not forget about this card. This is probably one of the better Irish cards we've seen for quite some time. Particularly the jump fans will be absolutely salivating at the mouth with the prospect of their three, in particular, graded races coming up back-to-back. The Easterbrack Hurdle, used to be called the Grimes Hurdle, synonymous with that old horse of J.P. McManus's. And we've also got the Grade 3 Novices Hurdle as well, which brings together a decent bunch of horses. And not forgetting that really good Novices Chase, that Like a Butterfly Novices Chase, Grade 3. But I would say all the best summer jumping types are making the gig there. So plenty to look forward to.
There is. So let's get stuck into it. The first race this afternoon is the 2:05, and we start here with an EBF maiden over a mile and one furlong, and Vilman is the favourite this morning at 13-8. Ivanovich Gorbatov is 4-1, 5-1 for Intense Pride. Selskar Abbey is 6s. Chaplin Bay is 8-1, 12-1 for Alguazil and Awaiting Credit, and then 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. Vilman, Andy, heads the betting. Did you expect him to be that short?
Well, I probably not expect him to be as short as he is, but that said, it wasn't a great surprise when I looked on Odds Checker this morning that he was heading the market, because he's got the best form. Plain and simply, that run behind Old Man River has been advertised on more than one occasion, of course, by the winner himself, who's now putting very much firmly in the Derby shop window with a win the other day in a Group 2 at the Curragh, when he beat a decent field in a good time. And it was the time of the race at that Curragh meeting when Vilman was third in, which really sets that maiden apart from the rest of the of his opponents today. And the way he stayed on as well in that last stage, is I really like the way Mickey Halford's charge picked up late on. He was doing all his best work at the end. I think he would have matched the winner, obviously, if they would have raced another sort of two furlongs, but he would have been a clear second. And the race has worked out really well behind them as well. At Frozen Lake, the fourth has been placed in. Sacrificial has been placed twice. And further down the line, the ninth horse, News Asian, went to the Listowel Festival and won a maiden as well. So it looked a good race on paper on the day. The Times said it was a good race. The race has worked out as well as expected. And Vilman, with just normal improvement, really should be good enough here. The danger, well, looks to be the other horse who's had a similar profile, had two runs and been there or thereabouts on the fringes of the action, and that's Tom Hogan's Intense Pride, who probably needed the outing at Sligo first time out. And then I thought ran really well in a sales race, which is beginning to work out quite well. Again, the time of the race is good. And I like the way this horse kept on well in the latter stages to finish 6-29. He's bred to get further, and I think the step-up in trip will suit him today. It's also noticeable that Tom Hogan took him for a race course gallop the other day down in Roscommon when he was racing at one of his stable stars, Gordon Lord Byron. We didn't know the names of the two two-year-olds involved in that gallop, but my BDI told me that it was Intense Pride. I certainly remembered all his markings. And he was the one that actually made Gordon Lord Byron pull out all the stops in the latter stages. He actually finished that gallop on the bridle. So a little bit of an inside track, inside information there suggests that Intense Pride is very much in good heart. And I think he's going to give the favourite the most to think about. So you've got a couple of choices there. You either get stuck into the favourite if you believe that form at the Curragh, or you have a little bit of a nosedive, a swerve, and back Intense Pride each way.
Okay, a couple of options there then in the first race. The second race is the 2:40, and this is the Group 3 Concord Stakes, and the betting is headed by Struthan this morning, who's been well backed as well, 11-4 into 9-4, last year's winner of course. 3-1 for Brendan Bracken. Big Break is 5s, 6s for Some Spirit. Booker is 9-1, 10-1 for Lydia Moore, and then 12s or bigger price as the rest. So pretty good renewal here, Andy, and last year's winner has been well backed.
Yeah, I do like this horse, and he seems to save his best form for the spring and the autumn. In fact, he very rarely races in the middle of summer. I think Paul Deegan recognises that this horse needs plenty of cut in the ground, and he tries to avoid the firmer ground conditions in the middle of the flat season. And with that in mind, he probably might have just needed his run first time back the other day on the 14th of August when he was third in a very good group race, won, of course, by one of the stars of the season, Custom Cup for the David O'Mara stable in the Desmond Stakes. And although he finished behind Brendan Bracken, I don't think it was that bad a run. He only has half a length to make on Brendan Bracken on this occasion. Plus the fact that he's now had that run under his belt, he might have just needed that race after being 4 months off the track. And Paul Deegan's probably had this race in mind ever since he won this race 12 months ago as well, when he quickened up smartly to beat Big Break in quite decent fashion. So we know he goes well at Tipperary. He's got his cut in the ground again. It's good to yield him. They've had obviously plenty of rain in the last couple of days. He should be all the fitter for his run the other day. And to be fair, he's probably the best horse in the race anyway. So I do think Struthan is a worthy market leader and has got a good chance of taking that race for the second year running.
Okay, on to the 3:10 next race, 3 on the card, and this is a handicap for 3-year-olds rated 60-100, and it's over 7.5 furlongs, and 13-2 the field this morning with Vector Force heading the betting. Shawnee is 7s, Gone Viral is also 7-1. It's 17-2 for Strait of Zanzibar, 9-1 for Harry's Princess, Bubbly Bellini 12s into 10s this morning. Footprint is 12-1 with Spirited and Ramon, but those two are reserved, so bear that in mind. And then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others, as the betting suggests, Andy. 13-2 the field. This is an open race, so what are your thoughts in the 3:10?
Yeah, it is a difficult race to get your head around, but I do quite like one in this race. I've been waiting for him to run for quite a while. Horse trained by a small trainer, Sheila Lavery, and the horse in question is called Gone Viral. He's just a kind of an animal that has kind of slipped under the radar a little bit, and he hasn't really sort of built up a bit of a fan club yet, but I really like this horse. Ever since he set foot on the racetrack this season early on in April when he won in Garen, I kind of like had a bit of a soft spot for him. I've tipped him a couple of times and he's done me proud, and the last time I put him up in the same track when he won over a mile, I thought he was really impressive that day. He only won by 3/4 of a length, but at the same time, he didn't fall the handicapper either. He won off a mark of 72, but the handicapper put him for £11, which might seem quite severe for such a small margin victory, but as I said, the handicapper's no fool. And he recognised, like I did, that this horse won with plenty in the tank. And he's now rated 83, which, you know, might be enough to put a lot of people off. But the beauty about this horse, he comes in this race fresh. I still think there's plenty of upside as well in his profile. And he's at the horses in training sale as well at Newmarket in a couple of weeks' time, so he'd probably want to go there off the back of a good run. There'd be one or two prospective buyers looking towards him because he does handle soft ground really well, so maybe one or two of the jumping boys will be after him. But I do think around about 6-7-1 today. He represents good each-way value, and I expect Gone Viral to run an excellent race.
Okay, Gone Viral then in the 3:10. On to the 3:50 next, and it's the start of the top quality jumps action. And this is the Istabrak Hurdle, which is a Grade 2 over 2 miles. And Rebel Fitz is the odds-on favourite this morning at 4-7. Darwin's Fox is 5-1, 6-1 for Orgil Gobert. The Game Changer is 10s, Plinth is 12s, and 25-1 for False Economy. Starting here with a favourite, then, Andy, Rebel Fitz. He's got a prolific strike rate over both hurdles and fences. Second in this last year behind Captain CB. He's a Grade 1 winner as well. Is it hard to look past Rebel Fitz here?
It is, really, yeah. He's one of the sort of most prolific and likeable horses training in Ireland. Plus the fact that he dovetails quite nicely with his effervescent trainer, Michael Winters. And the two of them are a bit of a story to carry forward into any jumping season. And he certainly comes here via a surprise win in many respects the other day. I don't think probably Mickey Winters was expecting too much down in Listowel. But he still beat a decent field in that sort of flat race. So it's a well-renowned flat race that a lot of jumping horses run in. And, you know, he beat the likes of Alton Bay, who'd won his previous three. Ted Veal, of course, who won over Fences of the Day. Horses like Marches Marconi, etc., were in that race. So he was beating a quality field, and the way he did it, he just shows you what kind of form he's in. We know he goes really well around this venue as well. He's got a fantastic record at Tipperary. He's won this race before. I think he won it in 2000. Sorry, he was second in 2012, but he has won the race in previous years. And he also ran quite well here last year when he won a novice's chase as well. So obviously Michael Winters likes to get him ready for this venue. The fact that he's had a run under his belt is obviously a major plus. It won't be easy because he's up against several that also coming in really good form, such as Plinton in particular, or Gilgo Bay, who was a massively impressive winner down in La Salle the other day when he absolutely demolished his field. There's no other way of describing it, in a very strong Lartigue hurdle in a very fast time. So I don't think he'll be any pushover, and he's certainly going to make the running, but Rebel Fitz is the class act here. The official handicap will suggest that he's got a stone in hand, and that's why he's such a short price favourite. So like his odds suggest, I'd expect Rebel Fitz to keep the bandwagon rolling.
Okay, Rebel Fitz then to go one better in the Easter Brack Hurdle this year than he did last. On to the 420 next, and this is a Grade 3 Novices Hurdle over 2 miles. And the betting is headed by Cillian's Return this morning at 3-1. It's 7-2 for Carrigmona Rock. McNicholson is 5-1, 6-1 for Lean and Keen. Draco is 7s, 11s for Storm Away, and then 12-1, or bigger prices for the others. This is a pretty much a humdinger, Andy. There's plenty of these in good form. Which one do you like here?
Yeah, I like several here, Mark. It's quite a trappy old race for me to get my head round. But I'm going to go with Carrigmona Rock here. Horse trained by Robert Tyner, with Philip Enright doing the duties in the saddle. Hasn't been out since thrashing subsequent dual winner Hellcat Maggie. That was back on the 22nd of May at Clonmel. But the way she did it was, suggested that she was going to make a really, really nice hurdler. Previously to that, she'd run in all the best bumper races and looked a really nice prospect. But, you know, despite having, if you like, one or two experience issues to overcome here. Obviously, she's only had the one run. I've just got a feeling that Robert Tyner has probably got her cherry right for this. The fact that she comes here quite fresh doesn't really inconvenience me or make me think that edited other less of her. So I think she's probably the classiest horse in this race. She's got plenty of upside, and despite it being a very competitive race, I like the way she did it on her hurdling debut, and I expect her to go places after this victory today.
Okay, the 4.55 is race 6 on the card, and this is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles, and Top Spin is a 3-1 favourite at the time of recording. Portrayed is 7-2, 9-2 for Stockton's Wing. Massini's Trap is 6s, 7-1 for Way Down South, 8-1 for Goal, and X Squared is 10s, and Fethard Player is 12-1. Who'd you like in the 4.55?
Yeah, I quite like the top weight here, Stockton's Wing. He's a horse I've tipped a few times on the podcast throughout the summer. And he's done me proud. Those two runs when I went for him in Leopardstown, the first of them, he was second to a nice horse of Gordon Elliott's called Bayan. He got beat fair and square that day, but I didn't think the race was run to suit the next time when he was fourth behind Castle's Rock, who's also gone in again subsequently down in Bellierstown. But it was a rather slowly run affair where Sean Corby dictated everything from the front, and Stockton's Wing wanted to test the stamina. Unfortunately, on that particular occasion, he didn't get one. On his latest outing in Gowran, in a much stronger run race, he was back to his best when he finished third behind the very much progressive and uply mobile horse called Timian. The race, the form and the figures suggest that was a really good race. Eberdani, who was second, has won since. Premigentia, he's been placed since. And the sixth horse, Egyptian Warrior, he's won a couple of novices hurdles subsequently. So I do think that race down in Gowran, as the time suggested, was right out of the top draw. He returns to action back over hurdles off a reasonable market, only £3 higher when he was third behind Cormac Cavity in a very good handicap hurdle at the Punchestown Festival. And also Joe Fox claims a valuable 5, so he kind of like offsets that extra rise in the weight. So he's actually racing off a mark of 126. So he's got every chance here running a good race. He'll go on the ground, track should be fine. He comes in good form following several flat runs. So let's go with the top one, Stockton's Wing.
Stockton's Wing in the 4:55. Then the 5:25 is the penultimate race this afternoon. It's the Leica Butterfly Novice Chase, which is a Grade 3 over 2.5 miles. And Indy Van is 11 to 8 favourite, rather. 4 to 1 for Blacklock. The Crafty Butcher, 8 into 11 to 2 this morning. Rough Justice is 8 to 1. Silver Tassie and the Black Russian are also 8s. 12s for Hurricane Ridge. 16 to 1 for Airlight Supreme. And Mrs. McVeal is 50 to 1 to provide a little bit of a shock there. But Indy Van, Andy, heading the betting, useful hurdler, getting the act together over fences as well, giving weight away all round. I know it's going to attract a lot of attention being in the Richie colours with Willie Mullins and Ruby Walsh and chasing the hat-trick, but what do you make of the favourite here?
Yeah, I think he's going the right way. His form figures indicate he's looked really good in his first two runs over fences. First of all, of course, he made his debut here, so it's almost as if Willie Mullins has had this race in the back of his mind ever since. And, you know, he disposed of a very good horse called Bally Longford pretty readily last time out at Killarney. Henry de Bromman thinks quite a bit of him. And Bally Longford, actually, is probably the sort of key horse to this race because he features in many of the performances quite a few of the others. So I do think Dina Van's got a good chance of winning this, but I wouldn't back him at 6-4. I think this race is a lot more wide open than the market indicates because quite a few of these have shown a good aptitude already for the larger obstacles. Blacklock was really impressive the other day in Listowel. Rough Justice has been running well for Willie Mullins. The Black Russian, he jumped well the other day until a bad mistake at the last cost him his chance. And it's interesting that Michael Horrigan sends two very nice horses to post here in the shape of Arlight Supreme and the Crafty Butcher. The market and the jockey booking suggests that the Crafty Butcher is definitely the number one. And considering he managed to win over 2 miles on his debut at Killarney, I think the step up in triple suit him. But having said all that, the one I really like here at the prices is Hurricane Ridge. Horse I tipped last week, or a couple of weeks ago when I was in the studio at the Curra, when he won the Amateur Rider Derby for Kate Harrington. And the reason I fancied him so strongly is because he looked in really good form with himself prior to that over fences. He beat Sizing Solution down in Killarney. Then he beat that aforementioned Bally Longford as well, quite comfortably at the Listowel Festival. That was a good race that day. It was only 4 runners, but they went a good gallop. And the feature of Hurricane Ridge's performance with his sound jumping. So, allied to that, the fact that he still remains in good form following his win the other day at the Curra. We know he jumps really well under pressure and at pace. And I just think this horse is absolutely wildly overpriced. I don't know how this horse is a 12-1 shot. I think he's one of the best bets on the card. It's a nice each-way bet. Hurricane Ridge. It's about to cause a little bit of a shock there in that Leica Butterfly Novice's chase.
Okay, nice price then. Hurricane Ridge in the 5:25, and the final race this afternoon is the 5:55. We finish with a bumper over 2 miles, and Valerian Bridge is the 1-3 favourite this morning. 11-4 for Bay Sly. Amron Carly is 20-1. 25 for Lady Warrior and Turtle Daisy. Odds on favourite here for Willie Mullins and Patrick Mullins in the last, and he has a 100% record so far. Didn't, you know, he was made to work for it a little bit on his debut, but can you see him having any problem here?
Not really, though. Just because the opposition's so weak, I think if he was up against one or two more, you know, quality rivals, then he might be worth taking on. Because as you said, he wasn't wildly impressive on his debut at Cork. The one thing he did prove, however, is that he's got a good heart, and under pressure, he finds plenty off the bridle. And he bit a horse called Bahano. At least that horse went on to win next time out at Galway. So, you know, he had the form franked. He was workmanlike rather than impressive, that's all we can say. But it's interesting that of all the horses he could run in a race like this, he's chosen Valerian Bridge. And the fact that he won this race last year, of course, with Wicklow Brave, suggests that, you know, that's the kind of standard he thinks this horse is up to. So, as his odds suggest, I think favourite backers are going home quite happy here with Valerian Bridge.
OK, good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Let's just have a quick summary of your selections on a very good day in Tipperary.
Yeah, a fantastic and star-studded action day of action at Tipperary today. In the 205, a really good main in prospect here. I think Villeman's a worthy favourite and should take the honours, but I also think Intense Pride is worth an each-way interest for those of you that don't want to go in at too short of a price for Mickey Halford's runner. In the 240, I'd expect Shruthan to win that Concord Stakes for the second year in succession. The 310, a horse I really like here, is a horse called Gone Viral. It was only had 4 starts this season, but he does go well on softish ground, and that rain they've had in the last few days will certainly do him more favours than not. In the first of the big graded races over the obstacles, I quite like Rebel Fitz to win the Istabrak hurdle. Certainly looks the class act in the race. The second of the graded hurdles, I'm a real big fan of this cool Carrigmore and a Rock and expect her to go really well. 4.55, Trapiel handicap, but I like the top one, Stockton's Wing. He comes in here in good form, following several decent efforts on the flat. Similar to that, Hurricane Ridge has been in fantastic nick throughout the summer, and I expect him to outrun his odds in the Like a Butterfly Novice Chase. And in the final race, Valerian Bridge, short price favourite, should seal what could well be a good day on the card for Willie Mullins.
Fantastic. Good work, Andy. Should be a good day in Tipperary. Good luck with your selections and enjoy the action this afternoon.
Yeah, it should be brilliant. Cheers, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.